Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Government holds all-party meeting in New Delhi ahead of monsoon session of parliament beginning tomorrow. India developing new multi-stage malaria vaccine for protection against human infection and community transmission. Nagaland Deputy CM Paton inspects work progress of Nagaland House Complex at Dwarka. And Nagaland wins 3 gold medals in Seongnam Open International Taekwondo Championships, South Korea. Now, the news in detail. Ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament, the government today held an all-party meeting to ensure smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. The meeting was convened by the government to seek cooperation from opposition parties for the smooth conduct of the session. Floor leaders of different political parties representing the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha attended the meeting. Union Minister and Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, Jagat Prakash Nadda, chaired the meeting. Talking to media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said coordination between government and opposition is needed for smooth conduct of business.
कई अहम मुद्दे हैं जिस पे सब पार्टी ने अपना विचार रखा है कि सदन में चर्चा होना चाहिए तो हम तो खुले दिल से चर्चा के लिए तैयार हैं नियम के तहत और परंपरा के तहत हम चलते हैं हम नियम और परंपरा को बहुत अहमियत देते हैं इसलिए हर विषय को चर्चा करेंगे लेकिन नियम और परंपरा के तहत सरकार की ओर से हम लोग ने सारा पॉइंट्स नोट किए हैं हमने ये रिक्वेस्ट किया है कि सदन अच्छा से चले इसके लिए पक्ष और विपक्ष मिलकर के हमको काम करना होगा आपस में कोऑर्डिनेशन अच्छी तरह से रखना होगा
The monsoon session of the parliament will begin tomorrow and continue till 21st of August. During the session, there will be a total of 21 sittings of both houses. During the session, important legislations including Jan Vishwas, Amendment of Provisions Bill 2025, the National Sports Governance Bill 2025, and the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 are expected to be taken up for discussion and passage. The News Services Division of Akashwani will bring you special discussions on the eve of the monsoon session of Parliament tonight. The programs, Issues Before Parliament on Akashwani Rainbow and Sansar Ke Samaksh Mudde on Akashwani Gold will be broadcast from 9:30 to 10 p.m. tonight. These programs will also be available on our website, newsonair.gov.in, and on our YouTube channel, News On Air Official. India is developing a multi-stage malaria vaccine candidate named Falcivax. The vaccine aims to provide protection against human infection while also reducing vector-borne community transmission of the parasite. Falcivax is the first indigenous recombinant chimeric malaria vaccine specifically designed to target two critical stages of Plasmodium falciparum, the parasite responsible for the most lethal form of malaria. The Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR, in partnership with the Department of Biotechnology, National Institute of Immunology, DBT-NII, is currently developing this malaria vaccine candidate. A report.
The vaccine has shown excellent efficacy in the preclinical stage of development. As an indigenously developed vaccine candidate fulfilling the Make in India mandate, Falcivax holds the potential to contribute substantially toward malaria eradication by preventing infection and minimizing community transmission. ICMR intends to license the technology for Falcivax to eligible organizations and manufacturers for further development, manufacture and commercialization under non-exclusive agreements. This approach aims to enable wider outreach and maximize public health benefits. The vaccine candidate is in its early research and development phases and is not yet available for any clinical use or commercialization. With Anand Kumar, Adarsh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Y. Paton today visited the construction site of the Nagaland House Complex at Dwarka in New Delhi to review the ongoing work. The visit was part of his oversight of key infrastructure projects that will benefit the people of Nagaland residing in or visiting the national capital. He expressed satisfaction with the pace and direction of the work being carried out at the site. Our correspondent reports.
During his visit, Mr. Paton interacted with officials and workers involved in the project and acknowledged their efforts. He conveyed his appreciation for their dedication and encouraged them to maintain the current momentum. Mr. Paton stated that he looks forward to seeing the project reach completion as planned. Karhar, Akashwani News, Kohima.
A press release issued by Deputy CM's office said that the complex is intended to provide necessary support and assistance to citizens from Nagaland during their stay in Delhi, whether for official, academic, medical or personal purposes. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. In light of the unresolved matter concerning the Lothar Baptist Churches Association, LBCA, the District Magistrate and Deputy Commissioner of Wakha, Vineet Kumar, yesterday issued an order prohibiting the assembly of five or more persons at the Ban Koshung Mission Center compound and within a 200-meter radius of the area. The order, issued under Section 163 of the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita, BNSS 2023, cited the need for urgent preventive measures to maintain peace and tranquility due to the prevailing situation. Exemptions have been granted to the police, security personnel, magistrates on duty, fire and emergency services, health services, educational and financial institutions, and government departments. The district magistrate and deputy commissioner said the order came into immediate effect and would remain in force till 18th of September this year. International Moon Day was observed today to commemorate the historic Apollo 11 mission when humans first set foot on the moon on July 20th in 1969. The United Nations General Assembly officially recognized this observance in 2021 following a recommendation by the Committee on the Peaceful Uses of Outer Space. We have a report.
The day celebrates global achievements in lunar exploration and promotes international cooperation, sustainable space practices, and the peaceful use of lunar resources. Across the world, the occasion is observed through public events, sky-gazing sessions, educational outreach, and science competitions aimed especially at inspiring young people's interest in space science. The theme for 2025, One Moon, One Vision, One Future, highlights the spirit of global unity and shared ambition in the continued exploration of the moon. India also has made remarkable strides in lunar exploration, from Chandrayaan-1's discovery of water molecules on the moon in 2009 to Chandrayaan-3's successful landing near the lunar south pole in 2023. India has demonstrated its prowess in cost-effective and innovative space missions. Manik Sharma, Akashwani News, Delhi.
A group of residents from a local WhatsApp community in Wakha extended financial assistance and initiated temporary repair of the Wakha District Hospital Road today. The road has remained closed for nearly 5 months, reportedly, after a culvert collapsed in February. According to community sources, the group secured steel to fabricate a temporary passage enabling movement of light vehicles to and from the hospital. Sources said that the Department of Urban Development has sanctioned the work from Wakha Police Point to the district hospital. However, due to incessant monsoon, contractors have informed that construction work will commence only after the rainy season. And the Nagaland Taekwondo team has brought laurels to the state and the country by securing 3 gold medals at the prestigious Seongnam Open International Taekwondo Championships held in South Korea. Competition with 21 countries' participation started on Friday and concluded today. The team led by Director of Youth Resources and Sports, Kethosito Sekose, and President of Nagaland Taekwondo Association, Pele Kejie, Team Manager, Teja Keretsu, and Coach Visabiu Peseye. The medal winners are P. Athongti in under 49kg category, Sentimoa Ozukum in under 55kg category, and Vilabizo Nagi in under 68kg category. Meanwhile, a DIPR release informed that during their stay in South Korea, the Nagaland delegation will also be meeting with sports leaders and representatives from World Taekwondo to explore avenues for future collaboration and development of the sport in the state. To end the news, the headlines again. Government holds all-party meeting in New Delhi ahead of monsoon session of parliament beginning tomorrow. India developing new multi-stage malaria vaccine for protection against human infection and community transmission. Nagaland Deputy CM Paton inspects work progress of Nagaland House Complex at Dwarka. And Nagaland wins 3 gold medals in Seongnam Open International Taekwondo Championships in South Korea. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a good night.